All right, it is time to go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with Sarah Dillingham. She's an IBHS meteorologist. And Sarah, welcome to the show. First of all, thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy day for you, but I want to get into, first of all, can you explain IBHS and your state-of-the-art search center in Richburg, South Carolina? It's from what I understand, it's just phenomenal.
Yeah, it really is. Thanks so much for having me today. So IBHS stands for the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety. So a little bit of a long name, so we'll go with the acronym there. But we are a research-based organization that's funded by the property insurance industry. And our goal is to use our one-of-a-kind research facility to model different things about the weather. We look at wildfire, wind, wind-driven rain, and hail. And we see how those perils of nature interact with our built environment. We have a large test chamber with 105 wind turbines. So we can do a lot of really great work there. And so it's a really cool place. You're right about that.
You know, we're going to talk a little bit about wildfire because that's what we face here in Colorado. But we've got a hurricane that's going to be bearing down on Florida and then maybe move into your neck of the woods. Are you at all concerned? And what are you seeing right now as far as Hurricane Ian?
Yes. So obviously we have been all of us at IBHS today because we actually have our corporate headquarters housed in Tampa, Florida. So we very much care about what is happening with Ian. And we also have eyes on that because we know home and business owners that we serve with our research and our public guidance that they're relying on these preparation tips that they can do around their home and ways to keep safe. So yeah, we're definitely monitoring Ian as it brings potentially some very significant winds, heavy rain, and also some significant storm surge flooding. So we've been certainly hitting the airwaves with our social media messaging today, and we'll continue to do that throughout the storm as well. And even in the Carolinas, we could possibly see some rain and impacts here at home. So we'll be watching that very closely in the coming days.
And it is kind of unusual that the hurricane is going to hit like the Tampa area, right? So it doesn't, hurricanes usually don't go far into that part of Florida. Is that right?
Yes, we have had a couple of recent storms that have threatened the Tampa area. Some recently were Elsa, I believe that was back in 2021, just last year. And then we also had Hurricane Irma back in 2017 that potentially posed a significant threat. And we actually ended up having a reverse storm surge where we had a wind flowing out of Tampa Bay and actually carrying the water out of Tampa Bay. So it was a really interesting phenomenon that we've seen. But unfortunately, a storm like Ian has not really threatened the Tampa area in quite some time, and we certainly have not seen something that's rising to the level of potentially several feet of storm surge riding into Tampa Bay. So we know that the National Hurricane Center folks are watching that very closely, and I'm sure many residents in Tampa are as well, as evacuations are already underway. So yeah, significant threat for Tampa for sure, especially with that high population in those areas.
And final question on the hurricane, it's supposed to kind of move up right into Florida and over Tampa Bay, and kind of threaten that area, what, this weekend or Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? When do they think that it's going to actually make landfall?
According to the timing as it stands now in the latest forecast from the National Hurricane Center, we're looking at probably a Wednesday night into Thursday and Friday time frame. Unfortunately, some of the models are showing that this storm could slow down as it makes its approach to the Florida coastline. Even if it doesn't make landfall on the west coast of Florida near Tampa and actually ends up making landfall further north in the Florida panhandle, we could see significant impacts for a long period of time in the ways of rain and wind. And when you talk about the onshore push of water in that storm surge and that being coupled with torrential rainfall of several inches, we could see significant flash flood threat as well, even away from coastal areas that aren't experiencing the storm surge directly. So it's going to be unfortunately hitting on all different vulnerabilities across the state, and this area is quite vulnerable to storm surge. So we're going to be watching this very closely because this Ian is a very dangerous storm.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we are going to have you on the show to talk about wildfire, and we're kind of rapidly running out of time, but I did want to ask you one question about vent screens, because that's pretty important when it comes to wildfire around our neck of the woods.
Yeah, so vent screens are very important because that is going to prevent those embers from getting inside the home. When embers can ignite materials and even belongings inside a home, especially in your attic, that is not a good situation because it is very difficult to fight that with fires. And unfortunately, that's often going to lead to potentially a total loss because firefighters, by the time they see fire coming out of the attic, that's not a good thing. And so they usually can just pass that house by because it doesn't really have a chance. So covering those attic vents, those roof and gable end vents, and also your crawl space vents close to the ground, covering those with a non-combustible metal screen of eighth inch or finer mesh, that's going to block those embers from getting inside the home. And also, if I've got just a few moments, just one of the key things that we want to hit on is keeping that 0 to 5 feet from around your home, that home ignition zone, fully non-combustible. That's going to reduce the chance of these embers from wildfires, nearby fires that could actually travel miles from igniting any vegetation or any combustible items around the home, because that's the goal. We want to keep the flames away from the home, whether that be direct flame contact, embers, or radiant heat energy from all of the flames around the home. So yeah, those are some of the key things that we want to focus on. And that's all a part of our wildfire prepared home standard that we recently launched this past June.
No question. Sarah, we're going to have you on again to talk more about this because it's a pretty important topic, but stay safe there as Hurricane Ian moves into your neck of the woods, and we'll look forward to the next time we have you on. Thanks again for taking some time.